what is your name, sir?
Lance Tegwell.
Okay, if you can just hold on, I don't know what he's doing here, but we do need to make a phone call. Anybody has?
That's me.
You have him, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on a moment, let's see if we can get his fiance. This one's Diane Caldwell?
Caldwell, yes, sir, it is.
Okay, as I understand, you wish to participate in the hearing for your fiancé?
Go ahead, I'm sorry, I have to get away from the TV. What is that?
As I understand, you wish to participate in the hearing for your fiancé today, am I correct?
Yes, this is correct, sir.
Okay, if you just hold on, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will serve as a lead for his hearing at this time, ma'am.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate that.
Mr. Pecoraro, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Lance James Pecoraro, 178-431.
Thank you, sir, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 24th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, you're representing yourself.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with me because I'm the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Mui Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is your Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite side of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present,
yes.
Thank you, sir. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Now, sir, before we get started, I need to swear you and your supporter, as well as Mr. Westby, in. So, Mr. Pecoraro and Ms., I'm sorry, on the telephone, your last name again?
Carsgore? Carsgore, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And Mr. Westby, you also only swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
I do.
I do. At this time, the Department of Corrections would like to advise the board that we received information that Mr. Pecoraro was found guilty of lawful flight and was sentenced to 9 months in the Department of Corrections.
Okay. Mr. Pecoraro, if you heard that notification by our Community Corrections Officer, it looks like that you had an additional felony. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is going to shorten the hearing because your release date will be recalculated by the Department of Corrections, but we still need to complete a portion of the hearing. So I am going to continue with the hearing by reminding you that the hearing technically would have been conducted in two phases. Phase one would be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding whether supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read these allegations to you, you need to tell me whether they are true, false, well, in this case, only true or false. So if you believe that an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about June 20th, 2016, for the task GCMS lab report dated June 27th, 2016. Mr. Pecoraro, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about July 6, 2016, for the task GCMS lab report dated July 14, 2016. Mr. Pecoraro, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about July 29, 2016, for the task GCMS lab report dated August 5th, 2016. Mr. Pecoraro, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And the final allegation, allegation number four, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 8, 2016, located at Kingman Parole Office, 1865 Airfield Avenue, Kingman, Arizona, as directed on July 6, 2016. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Pecoraro, is this true or false?
False.
False, okay. Based on your statement of false, we're going to take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we will come back to you shortly for a few questions, okay, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On July 6, 2016, the defendant reported to the Kingman Parole Office for staff and people was positive urinalysis test for methamphetamine on June 20th, 2016. After staff was completed, the defendant was verbally directed to report for his next routine visit on August 8th, 2016 at the Kingman Parole Office by 3 p.m. The defendant failed to report his verbally directed. The defendant is actively avoiding supervision, thus is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up. On August 10th, 2016, this officer, being Corey Gross, mailed a violation report letter to the defendant's approved residence located at 1597 South Eagle Eye Road, Golden Valley, Arizona, 86413, with directions to report to the Kingman Parole Office by August 17th, 2016, by 9 a.m. On August 17th, 2016, Corey Gross discovered that on August 16, 2016 at 4 p.m., the defendant reported into the Kingman Parole Office, signed the sign-in log, and then left. No face-to-face contact was ever made. On August 17, 2016, this officer, Corey Gross, contacted the defendant's sponsor, Diane Carlisco, telephonically, who stated the violation letter was received by mail and was personally handed to the offender. Diane also stated that the defendant currently lives in her home and was seen on this date prior to his leaving from work. This officer, Corey Gross, requested that the offender, when seen or contacted, immediately call this officer. On August 17, 2016, this officer, Corey Gross, contacted the Mojave County Jail, who verified that no one with the offender's name or birth date is currently in custody. On August 17, 2016, this officer, Corey Gross, contacted the Kingman Regional Hospital, who stated that no one with the offender's name or birth date was currently a patient in under care. On August 17, 2016, at 10 a.m., the offender called this officer, Corey Gross, and stated he understood CCO Gross was looking for him. A offender was directed again to report in person to the Kingman Parole Office and be seen by this officer in person on this date by 2 p.m. As of 16:30 hours on August 17, 2016, the offender has filed a report as directed and has made no further telephonic contact. The offender is actively avoiding supervision and thus is an absconder from supervision. And I believe that there is a copy of the reporting instructions that were mailed to his resident. The violation letter should be attached to the warrant.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Pecoraro. What is false about that allegation?
I showed up twice on the date that I was supposed to be there, and he wasn't there. I had my boss drive me there. Then I showed up an hour later, and he still wasn't there, and I signed in just in case to cover my butt, and I went back to work, and then I went home, and he called my fiance and said that I never showed up, and I'm lying to her, and all this stuff, and I did show up there, and our vehicle was broken, so I kept on calling him, and he says I was playing games with him, and that's about it.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass through both phase one and phase two, and that is based on Mr. Pecoraro's admissions for allegations 1, 2, and 3, as well as information provided to us by the Department of Corrections and the information in warrant number 2016-W2701. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed or come away with company. And again, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Pecoraro is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and have lapsed or is about to lapse or come away with company, inasmuch that he relapsed on methamphetamine drug use and was missing from community supervision for many months, and that is, in which we could not account for his activity. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Check some of the boxes. Again, Mr.
Excuse me, can I say something about that?
We're moving through this hearing right now.
Ma'am, listen to me. That call from...
We've already made our motion, and I need to complete the hearing, so just...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Pecoraro, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released upon a date that will be recalculated by the Department of Corrections based on the fact that you have a new felony. If you have any questions about your release date, I would take it up with your CO3. We do encourage you to take advantage of this remaining time in your prison sentence to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. And we certainly wish you a safe and productive return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Pecoraro.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.